This is a T3 green driven thinker. So you notice all the dotted pigmentations or freckles in the eye. And when you add just one lacuna, two, three, four, it doesn't matter. It takes this into the realm of the driven type. They're driven because they have all of this dynamic energy that's the merging of the mind, which are the dots, and the lacuna, which are the pockets. And so this combination of emotional and mental energy is like a positive and negative charge in a battery that gives these people a lot of dynamic energy. They are the seekers of change, but they do so in a much more methodical way, a more well-read way, a way more well-versed. They want to understand what they're doing. They want to have a plan and a strategy, and they're usually much more calculated. But they also are risk takers, and they're looking to break down the old paradigms and improve or make something better and new. These people are natural-born leaders, and of all the iris structures, this is the rarest. And thank goodness, because these are really dynamic people that can make a lot of trouble, and we really can't handle too many of them. No, I'm just kidding. They are a rare breed. And the more dots they have in the eyes, as in this case, the more the mind is stimulated. And with a powerful mind like this, these people are going to have large libraries. They're going to love to read, and they need a place to focus their mental attention. They usually are going to move high up in the business world, whether male or female. As a female, this type is going to be a natural leader. I think one of the greatest challenges this type faces is when they go home at night to their family. Can they take off their hat? Can they leave their credentials at the front door and not walk in and treat their family like company employees? And can they move into a place of humility? And can they let go of some of the responsibility to have to shoulder and do everything? It's actually their comfort zone. So learning to relax and take it easy, learning to be a part of the group instead of leading the group, is a great, great lesson of theirs. When they get stressed, they can become hypercritical, hyper-perfectionist, and they lose the ability to see the big picture, and they start to focus on problems and what is wrong. They can now remember they're going to have that emotional charge, so they can be outwardly angry and critical of others. So their energy is very big, and there's a big responsibility that comes with it. So their lesson is to think about other people and respect other people and what other people might be thinking. And just because they are so well-read or three or four steps ahead of everybody, to take the time to listen and to connect. Because when stressed, they can be an arrogant dictator and not really care because they think they know everything. And when these people go down, they're hit hard because they come in naturally with great lessons around power and authority and have probably had other lifetimes in positions of power, authority, particularly on the father's side, but many times on the mother's side, you may have public figures, doctors, lawyers, politicians, people that rose up in the world or possibly even set a new paradigm or were the first to break through in something. These are paradigm-shifting people. So their gift is the ability to see clearly and not just to see one step that they're at, but to methodically think things out, but not just with their heads, with their hearts too. And when they do, their actions and their decisions will benefit the people around them. They'll tend to unify. They become benevolent leaders. They give up the greed. They give up the need for recognition, and they become humble servants where everyone benefits. Let's go down to the four pairs below and go through those for a moment. See some other aspects of this dynamic type. Starting in the upper left, that to be the driven thinker, you must have both the Sora and the Lacuna. And they're in here, they're smaller in these eyes, which makes them a much more toned down version of the more radical type that can be, particularly on that single eye. And so with the buildup of color around the pupil, this is going to tend to slow this person down, activate the mind, make them more conscientious in their mind about what they're thinking and what they're doing. But yet this type gets bored very easily. And be it a man or a woman, they are most likely going to pick several things out in life that they're quite passionate about. And if they do happen to focus all their energy in one particular thing, then they can excel to levels of greatness beyond what most human beings are capable of. They are totally outside the box. This one's a bit more subdued and mitigated. Because we look at the 6 o'clock position, we'll see that perfection streak. And then we'll look over at the 8:45 and see a dot in the nurturing area, which means they're a hard worker. So perfectionist and hard worker. And I get this feeling this person is quite diligent. They're going to be well-rounded. They're going to be able to handle just about anything. But it's almost like it get out of my way, I'm on a mission. But they tend to be more focused on one thing than a whole menagerie of things. So they are going to deeply excel and deeply research and deeply be committed to taking whatever their passion is to a new level in society. So let's go to the upper right. Look at these eyes. Here we see a very concentric ring that goes around the eyes. And yet quite extroverted, which is a wonderful quality because it means these people can act in a more spontaneous way. Remember, the thinking type tends to be more methodical. So this type can act in a more spontaneous way. And when we look down at the 6:30 position in the right eye, you will see that there is a huge sore there, which is actually in the area of impatience. So this type can probably act very, very quickly. And because they have the concentric rings going towards the periphery of the eye, this means they have the desire for change. So this is a person that is going to be quite independent and self-reliant. If we look at the Sora at 8:45 in the left eye, they have another lacuna in impatience. And most importantly, they have a lot of neurogenic fibers towards the periphery. And that tends to mitigate some of the wildness in this type. So I see somebody here that's probably more calm, cool, collected, sees the big picture, and can rapidly and quickly make snap decisions that are quite powerful. I could see them in an ER, emergency situations, anything that would require quick thinking and spontaneous action that carried some weight. Let's go to the pair on the lower left. In these eyes, we have quite a number of the spots towards the outside of the eye. We have a little bit more of an introverted type of person with a lot of neurogenic fibers, few lacuna around, kind of sparse, a classic left pupil that's larger, which is a movement to the right brain. And here we see again in the left eye, a bit of impatience going on. See a bit of it in the right eye. This person with a dot at the top of the left eye is going to be a little bit on the stubborn side. So these types, because they gather information profusely, they tend to gather opinions and stick with them. Now, they're generally open to being shown another way or something that's better, but you better be able to prove it to them because they are going to need to experience it. As they gain into their gifts, they move more out of their heads and they trust a feeling in the body, recognizing that they don't have all the answers, but if it feels right, they can use their warrior attitude to make changes that are not so radical, not so crazy, and are much more accepted and concerned with the well-being of more people. Let's move to the pattern on the lower right. And this is a pattern where you have more of the Sora in the left iris, or the iris on the right side of your screen. And what this does is it takes the analytical thinking quality of the mind and it adds a level of right brain creative expansiveness to it. And when you combine those two together, you get a visionary, somebody that's thinking about the future. This could be fairy tales or children's stories, if it's a woman. This is definitely an innovator and a maverick, somebody that is outside the box. They usually don't feel like they fit or belong. And if we look at the 3 o'clock position in the right eye and the 9 o'clock position in the left eye, we'll see both in those areas of self-reliance. This is a person that is used to being on their own. It's like they're off into their own futuristic world where things are well thought out and organized. This is science fiction. And yet these people's ideas may just take shape because of the powerful energies that guide them. So this type overall needs to learn how to be outside the box. And one of the things that happens when people step outside the box is society tends to question them, particularly if they're making statements that go against the norm and what has been accepted for all these years, which is where this person shines. And the ability to take criticism and judgment because they have a belief in their own morals, values, principles, and they stand behind. They're not looking for approval or recognition or anybody to agree. They're looking to enter into a good debate or say, hey, try it on and see how it works. because this hasn't been seen before and nobody really knows. So they're more comfortable in those worlds. But if they haven't done their work, they don't really step into that power because they're afraid of the judgment or criticism or how they might hurt somebody. And every one of these patterns we've seen have a lot of the neurogenic fibers, which means they do care about how others perceive them and sense them. And because their visual see them, many times this type will not step into its power because of its fear of hurting someone. So they're learning this lesson big time. And when they can heal the relationship with the father, gain their self-confidence, they're not seeking the approval or the recognition of others. They're doing it because it's the right thing to do and they know it.